Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.A. Melvin coming to you from the studios at Waves of Glory, saying welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited this morning because the power of God is moving throughout the earth. He is moving in my life. He is moving in your life. There is no place where his voice is not heard. He is doing the new thing that he declared that he would do. We welcome you to the broadcast today, and we're going to be talking all of this week and probably until our leadership summit begins about the Day of the Woman, because we want to get you stirred up to meet us in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. The word of the Lord has gone out. The horn and the trump of God has sounded. If you hear it and see the standard waving, then you know where to meet us in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But today I want to take this opportunity just for a brief moment to talk about the Day of the Woman. And we want to first say this is the day that the Lord has made. It is a fresh new day with fresh new mercies. Hallelujah. It is full and it is strong with the mercy and the compassion of God. And so we can go forth with confidence. What day is it? Some people want to ask you. Some would say Tuesday. Some would say it's my birthday or it's my anniversary. Some say another day. But God himself has declared that this day is the Day of the Woman. And not just one 24-hour period, but the dispensation of time that we are in at this moment is the Day of the Woman. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden where the serpent came in and beguiled the woman Eve and so helped her to catapult us into our destiny? I know people like to get upset with Eve and say she shouldn't have taken the fruit, but the fact of the matter is that before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. So before God even put Adam and Eve in the garden, Jesus was already crucified. And so all that had to occur, we had to back up from the end of time to the beginning of time and cause those things to go into motion that would bring us to the fulfillment of the lamb has already been slain. So there in the garden, Eve was beguiled by the serpent to move in a direction that she was not supposed to, that we thought she wasn't supposed to go. And so then she received a word from the Lord. Now, people look at what God said to her as a punishment and saying that you're going to have sorrow in childbearing, that was her punishment for being disobedient. But I want you to focus on whatever else he said when he said to the serpent, "This woman, because of what you have done to this woman, I have a plan to ensure that she gives you the big payback." That with her childbearing, she is going to bring up a seed that will crush your head, and you're going to bruise his heel. And I told you yesterday on my Facebook post that Jesus' heel came down so hard on the serpent's head that it caused his heel to be bruised. I don't know about you if you've ever had a bruised heel before. I know you probably had a bruised big toe where you stumped your toe on something, you hit it really hard, and it might have turned purple. Amen. Well, that's what happened when Jesus' heel came down on the head of the enemy. Amen. And he made a public display of him, triumphant over him in it. God made sure that this thing wasn't done in a corner. And this Jesus, this same Jesus, came through the vessel called the woman. And in the last days, the prophet Joel declared that God himself would say, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." Well, we realize that in those times that women did not have a prominent place in society. Women were considered to be second-class citizens, if citizens at all. And so when this prophetic word came forth, it was a turnaround to everything that the people of Israel were accustomed to, because they were accustomed to women having the lower place place. Yes, there were a few in the Old Testament who defied the traditions and the protocols, like Deborah. Amen to that. There were women in the Bible like Miriam, who was a prophetess. But in this last days, glory be to God, there's going to be such an outpour that it's not just going to be one or two here and there spotted across the world, but the whole world of women, our daughters, are going to begin to prophesy. Now, this word prophesy means to proclaim aloud. And my sisters, it's your day. It's your time to open your mouth and publish the prophetic word of God. It's your day to hear what God is saying in the heavens and release that word in the earth. This is the day of the woman. Thank you, Father God. And I saw a picture on Facebook yesterday of a rare flower, and it's called the Naga Pushpam flower. It is found in the Himalayas. The most beautiful thing about this flower is that it only blooms once in every 36 years. That is phenomenal. And what I want you to know is that we have a picture of it on Facebook today because someone took the time, made the sacrifice, spent hours anticipating and preparing for the coming of this particular flower. And I want you to know that at 3:30 in the morning on January 19th, somebody snapped a photograph of a rare beauty that only blooms once every 36 years. Can you imagine the anticipation that was around that particular area? And I want to say to you this morning that that same type of anticipation is building in the city of Fayetteville. It's building where you are sitting. It's building across the world, in the nations beyond, where the daughters of the king are beginning to arise, because an Esther is coming on the scene who will be ruling and reigning under the divine unction of the Holy Ghost. And so I pray for you today, my sisters, that you would receive this word, that this is your day. The set time to favor you has come. The day of the Lord's favor is upon you. So I say unto you this morning, rise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. This week we are going to be talking about how you can bloom where you are planted. We're going to be dealing with the issues that keep you in bondage. We're going to be dealing with the issues that hold you hostage to your gender. Glory be to God. And by the time we are done this week, many of us are going to be set free. We're going to the next level. And you are going to be the ones that are going to take the camp. You're going to take the enemy camp, and you are going to spoil it for the kingdom of God. I'm excited. We're also going to be bringing different women in leadership online each day for the rest of the week. We're going to be talking to them about what it is that God is saying. We're going to open up this platform so that they have a voice to publish the word of the Lord. We are preparing this week for the Leadership Summit. Women's Leadership Summit will be held February 26th and 27th. When you understand a summit, the most powerful people in a particular government, high-level people will be coming into a summit. Not everybody is called into a summit, and that's why God said 100. 100 high-level, powerful women of God converging on the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And just this week, he said to open it up to emerging leaders, because how many know that the Word of God tells us in the book of Timothy that the old women need to teach the young women? So we need to yoke up with somebody who's younger than us, coming through the ranks, that they won't have to make the same mistakes we made as we were coming up to the level where God has us now. So if you're going to be one of those women who's converging on Fayetteville, I want you to grab a young emerging leader and bring her along, because there's going to be a release of the divine power of God in our midst. We are expecting God to do the supernatural. It will not be a conference. It's a summit, and we expect God to speak to us strategically concerning the taking of our cities. Fayetteville is going to be the first one on the map, but I assure you it will not be the last. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin. This broadcast has been brought to you by TotalLifeChanges.com. And I want to thank the Lord that he put this particular vehicle in my life. I want you to know he is blessing in a mighty way. And the things that the enemy thought he would use to destroy me, God is using it to bless my life. What I mean by that is he is using the fact that I've been overweight for 20 years. He's using that to help me to help you. I want you to know I've been on this program for 6 days. The first 3 days I lost 3 pounds. I'm not even going to look into the scale today, but I can tell you something. I feel it in my body. I can feel the change in the inches that have melted away. To all God be the glory. So I want you to be blessed today. Understand and know that today is the day of the woman, and everything that you need, hallelujah, God has already provided. It is time for you to bloom. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin. I'm signing off today. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. on Waves of Glory. We are going to be once again talking about the Day of the Woman. And that, my friend, is a great day for the kingdom of God. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you on the morrow.